Good morning. Today, we've got Jennifer Gardner with us, nurse practitioner with Midwest Allergy, Sinus, and Respiratory in Springfield, here to discuss allergic skin disease and specifically atopic dermatitis. Welcome, Jennifer. That word, though, has a little bit of a different definition, does it not? People know it as something else.
Yes. Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, atopic dermatitis, and the other word for it is eczema, so they kind of get interchanged. It is a chronic skin condition with itchy, inflamed, dry skin, and as a personal sufferer of it, this is something that's near and dear to my heart.
What actually causes eczema?
You know, it can be from environmental things, dust, pollens, pet dander, irritants, you know, detergents, extreme temperatures, you know, stress, hormones, everything. So it is a chronic condition. It can affect a lot of different areas. It has a lot of different triggers.
And so dealing with myself, and I think you just said you also have some eczema yourself. I have it pretty much on three different areas. I get it on the outside of my forearm. I'll get it on the inside of my finger, and then I'll get, it's like in weird spots. It's not like, you know, on the bone area or a fatty part of the skin area. And my doctor always tells me that, you know, there are different treatments for different areas of the body, and it's probably good to know those.
Yeah. So it, you know, you can have kind of localized, like you said, and then especially in kids, you will see it behind the elbows, behind the knees. That seems to be a big trigger area. I myself had it from head to toe. So I have seen varying cases. So there are a lot of different treatments. There's been extreme advances in the last several years. And this is something that, you know, most people actually, I think 2.6 million people suffer from eczema or atopic dermatitis. I was just at a conference and I'm like, wow, that's a lot. So yes, it affects many different people in many different ways. And there's kind of a tiered steps to treatment. But luckily, thank goodness, there are so many different new treatments for it now.
So what is the best, one of the best that you think? Is it just the way you're living? Is it taking certain things out of your life, or is there actually medicine for this?
You know, there's actually medicine, some lifestyle changes to just, you know, really attack the inflammation at different things. There's some topical, we always start with some topical treatments. Really, allergies can play a big part in that. So by seeing your allergist, by seeing somebody like me, to see what it is that might be triggering your eczema. Is it food? Is it environmental? That kind of stuff is really important.
That's my last question for you, and that's why I'm glad you brought that up. It's important to bring an allergist like yourself, you know, from Midwest Allergy, Sinus, and Respiratory into your life, because then you can figure out how to treat it, the severity of it, what's causing it. You need to get those questions answered before you can take that next step into getting it out of your life, because it can be a hassle. It can be itchy. It can be irritating. It can be painful. And seeing someone like yourself, Jennifer, is very, very important. And how can people get in touch with you, Dr. Gardner, and get these things answered?
Sure. Yeah. No, I actually practice here in Springfield. I have an outreach in Carlinville and Jacksonville. Of course, as you said, I'm with Midwest Allergy, Sinus, and Asthma. Our number is 217-717-4404. We also have a website, asthma2.com. So either one of those is a good way to get in touch. Like I said, even just an evaluation, just see what's going on. Because a lot of people, like I said, I suffered for it for over 20-some years before everybody just kept blowing it off as, you know, it's just your skin. And so you don't need to suffer. So let's work together. And I'd be happy to help anybody.
You're 100% true, because you know what? You've already got stuff bugging you, like mosquitoes causing those itches. You don't need the dang eczema to add to it as well. So Dr. Gardner, thank you so much for your time. You have a great weekend. We look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Thanks, Fonzie.